Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello and welcome to show 204 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. My name is Laurent Borgmann and today we have a special topic, the Muslim Ramadan. Also, the format of this special show will be a little different and a little longer. The reason for choosing this topic is the great number of refugees in Germany, which comes with a great number of intercultural learning opportunities. At Rhein-Ahr Campus, we have embraced this opportunity and have reached out to those refugees who are interested in university life. We've integrated them in our daily routines, and they, in turn, have readily shared their new lives with us. So every day, I now meet some refugees in my classes. We sit with them to have lunch in the refectory. And what makes me happiest, at every student event that I have attended in the last 6 months, at least 5 or 6 refugees turned up to join our students. Recently, we organized an international cooking event, followed by iftar, the joint breaking of the Ramadan fast, together with some international students, German students, ordinary Remagen citizens, and our new international friends, the refugees. The success of the event and the incredible Ramadan spirit that reigned in the two kitchens gave us the inspiration for our show number 204.
So strange, and why would anyone do this, and how could you do it? How could you possibly not eat and drink a whole day?
And in some streets, you see the richest people with the poorest people, and they're all eating together. That's the point. It's like for 1 month, all the class issues, all the issues in the world just go away, and everyone's trying to be their best.
I mean, they're in such a good mood, and they're happy, and it's just a big event for them. It seems like it makes them happy.
It's the when you get the first drop of water you drink, it tastes so good, and all the food tastes better when you take it when the sun goes down, and it's just, they make it sound so amazing.
But now let us start with the show. Ruhr Elsassa is the project manager of our two-way exchange project, which was carried out in the context of my course International Business Simulations. She explains the importance of creating situations of equal relationship between refugees and others, and her idea was meeting, teaching, and learning through international cooking. We chose Ramadan because this month is very important in the Islamic culture. And through joint cooking and breaking the fast together, we aimed to achieve the original spirit of Ramadan.
We're trying to simulate the atmosphere in a real business. So we have distinct roles like department heads and project managers and employees and whatnot. And everyone has to do what they would do if they were employed in a real company, but for a simpler project. My project, it's kind of to establish an equal relationship. So we're trying to engage the refugees in giving back rather than only receiving from like the other party. So they're teaching something, but they're also learning something. We are cooking, so everyone is teaching the other party how to cook traditional foods from where they come from. Mm-hmm. And we have more than one chef today. We have 4 people cooking from different parts of the world.
This is all part of an iftar, isn't it? Maybe you can explain that.
That is true. So Ramadan is the month where Muslims fast from sunrise to sunset. It has a special place in our heart, I think. It's the time where the family gets together to eat and everyone is anticipating that meal and you feel like extreme happiness when you can finally break your fast. Mm-hmm. So I think this makes the project all better because we are cooking and then we're going to have iftar together.
Oh, okay, so you're breaking the fast together tonight. At what time is that going to be?
around 9:48. It changes slightly, okay, but around 9:48 p.m.
What is actually happening here in this house today? Do you feel that there is a little bit of this Ramadan spirit? Because not everybody observes Ramadan.
Yeah, I think it's very contagious and everyone is getting excited and they're all waiting so that we can eat together. I'm sure they're hungry too, because it's the equivalent of dinner, I think, for the ones who are not observing Ramadan. And I think they caught the spirit because everyone else is like anticipating and they're excited and they want the food to be as good as it can be. So I think what's working really well too is engaging the people to cook. So everyone is gathered up around a table and they're participating and making either like stuffed grape leaves or fettuccine dajj, or that has worked very well, I think.
It really worked well. So refugees and international students were cooking typical dishes from their home countries and at the same time teaching each other how to prepare these dishes and how to share them in Ramadan. One of the helpers in the event, Sarah Khalaf, an exchange student from Jordan, explains how the idea to celebrate iftar came up and what role Ramadan plays in her own life.
We came together to cook a meal together, and not just any meal, it's iftar, which is the breaking of the fast at the end of a day in Ramadan. And we invited some of our international friends, the refugees, to join us. And a lot of them are fasting, so this is a great way to come together, learn from each other with some of the dishes we're making. There are a lot of Arabic dishes, actually.
So what are you cooking tonight?
We are cooking one vegetable soup. Then there's something called fettuccine dajj, which is a meal consisting of rice, chicken, and some bread bits, which sounds unfamiliar, but it tastes actually very good, and yogurt. You just have to try it.
Okay, so what is the main idea of this evening?
We wanted to find a way to join together with some of our international friends in a setting that wouldn't be like a lecture or wouldn't be at university. Mm-hmm. So first of all, we wanted to do something outside of university.
Okay.
Second of all, we wanted to do it in a way that would be doing something together, not one party is teaching the other party something or they are coming to watch us or something like that. It should come from both of us, hence the two-way exchange. And the main idea, make everyone feel like they're part of something, that they contributed to something.
Okay. What role does Ramadan play in your life?
It means a lot to me, actually, which a lot of people see Ramadan as something so strange, and why would anyone do this, and how could you do it? How could you possibly not eat and drink a whole day? It's from the sunrise till sunset, which right now is from 3 a.m. in the morning till almost 10 p.m. at night, almost. And that is a very extremely long day.
Yes.
In the Middle Eastern countries and those countries,
it's not that long.
No. It's not the point. The point of it is definitely not to suffer and to make it as hard as possible and all these things. The point is actually a really beautiful one, which I think is a great one, which is to learn to control yourself a little bit. Or, well, the main idea is to put yourself in the shoes of those people in the world who don't have food, don't have the privilege of eating the way that we do, don't have access to food the way that we do, to just be hungry for a little while, to just understand their pain. Everyone around you has that kind of mindset, and it's beautiful because usually in Ramadan you try to break the fast with other people, so you try to get together with family, with friends. You sort of find that appreciation for food and for contact with people. There is that something special about that month that just when everyone's doing it, it just comes together and it's really nice.
Yes, things and people did come together at our breaking of the fast. And that can be really beautiful, as Sarah described. However, you heard correctly. This year in Germany, Muslims are fasting from 3 o'clock in the morning until almost 10 o'clock in the evening. Just imagine 19 hours without food or drink. Karim, who is doing an exchange semester in Germany, will explain that there are some situations, though, where Muslims are not supposed to fast. So, what about young children and old people, for example? Do you think they can fast for 19 hours? Let us listen to Karim.
Sarah told me that there is an event for refugees to make them food and just enjoy time with them. So I was like, okay, that sounds like fun. Ramadan spirit, you know? So I came.
Now, do you do Ramadan yourself?
I do. Back in Jordan, I do. Here, I've been sick, so I haven't done it yet, but I will.
That is interesting. So you are not observing Ramadan when you're sick?
When someone's sick, you're not supposed to fast. So it actually says, like, if you're traveling or if you're sick, you shouldn't fast.
Okay.
Yeah. Or if there are other medical reasons. When you're traveling, because back in the old times, when you're traveling, you might need water, you might need energy to do your travels right. So you shouldn't fast during it because it beats the point. You need to also be an efficient Muslim in other terms. So you should always try to be as efficient as possible. If fasting will stand in your way, then it is advised not to fast, because in the end you can always do it after Ramadan to make up for it.
So that means if you didn't do your fasting at the right time, you could actually catch up later on, what, a month later or next year?
I think you have, like, until a certain period, I forgot till what, but usually people do it right after Ramadan.
Okay.
Yeah, people who are traveling don't have to fast.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, people who are sick.
And I guess old people and children also don't observe Ramadan?
Well, children usually, like, for example, how my parents did it, they would let me do it, but till a certain point, like till 12, just to get me ready for it.
Okay.
But my grandparents really try to, but if they're too sick, they don't.
I can see that when people talk about Ramadan, they always get this smile on their face and happy memories and everything. What are these fond memories about? So what is it that makes Ramadan so special for you?
Well, I actually understood that part after I came to Germany, because in Ramadan, everyone's trying to be on their best behavior, helping others, helping yourself, just being a good person. So it acts that way. And of course, during the day when you're fasting, some people, like, for example, drivers might not be that happy. But after the time comes where you all eat, you see so many people just trying to make more people laugh. Events in the street, people giving poor people, like, everyone's together. And in some streets, you see the richest people with the poorest people, and they're all eating together. That's the point. It's like for 1 month, all the class issues, all the issues in the world just go away, and everyone's trying to be their best. Of course, it should be that way all year, but that's Ramadan, 1 month.
Now we are beginning to understand the Ramadan spirit. For 1 month, everybody's making this extra effort to help others and put a smile on their faces, which, of course, we should be doing all year round. Our exchange students Francisco from Spain and Emilia from Finland explain how they, as non-Muslims, try to contribute and what they know about Ramadan. How has Ramadan affected their lives in Germany, where they've been surrounded by Muslim exchange students and their friends, the refugees? Are the non-Muslims tempted to try out fasting for themselves?
Today I'm teaching people how to cook Spanish omelette, which I think is a really typical Spanish dish. Well, we are in an English course at the university called International Business Simulations. And in our company, we had to create kind of a two-exchange project to share what we know and what refugees know that we can share each other. So we split and we let the people to join the group they wanted to join. We had to adjust everything to the Ramadan. We are cooking and we are preparing food, but people cannot eat. Most of the people are Muslim, so they cannot eat until 9 something.
Does Ramadan play an important role in your home city in Spain at all?
I think it plays, because there is a lot of people from Arab countries, but I have never met anyone who makes Ramadan. So this is like my first experience here, and I'm really enjoying it with them. I could eat with all the exchange students, which are from Jordan and Azerbaijan, and we made iftar together. And it's like, I like the tradition, because it's quite similar to what we do in Spain. We stay all together like a family, eating and having fun. So I like it a lot.
Are you interested in trying it out yourself?
Actually, I want to try it this week.
Really?
Not today, because I had to cook and I like to try the food while I'm cooking. But from tomorrow, I would like to try that for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, actually, all my exchange student friends in here, so many of them fast, so I have been thinking about it, should I do it? And actually, I really want to do it. I want to experience, as you said earlier, I want to experience it and see how it feels like.
I heard that if you are sick, for example, you don't have to fast or something like that. I also have read from my many friends' Facebook accounts that they have shared posts that tell about it, and that way I have learned so much about it. So social media is really a great place.
When the people who do Ramadan talk about it, I have a feeling they always have a smile on their face.
Yes.
When we think about it, we always think, well, it's about limitations. You cannot do this and you're not allowed to do that. Have you found out for yourselves what is the secret? Why do people have this happy look on their faces when they talk about Ramadan? Can you imagine this?
I don't know. It feels like they have said that it's the when you get the first drop of water you drink, it tastes so good, and all the food tastes better when you take it when the sun goes down. And it's just, they make it sound so amazing. Mm-hmm.
I love it how our international students try to experience the Ramadan spirit by fasting themselves. One of our German students, Tanja, was surprised that if you do not eat any food the whole day, you can be in such a good mood and so happy. That is why Tanja will also try out the fasting. Another student, Vivian, is participating for the second time in the iftar because she really enjoys the intercultural environment. We will also listen to Muna and Ayub and their personal Ramadan experiences.
It brings people closer together because all of them are doing Ramadan, and it's very interesting to see that people are cooking together and gathering and having a nice meal together and see what they are cooking, and like they're in such a good mood. And if I just imagine doing Ramadan for one day or something, like they did it for 2 weeks now, and I would be grumpy. I would be really grumpy.
So you are surprised that they are actually in such a good mood while they are handling the food and they haven't eaten all day?
Yes, exactly. I mean, they're in such a good mood and they're happy, and it's just a big event for them. It seems like it makes them happy.
Would you try fasting yourself, or would you be frightened?
Actually, I decided to try it. So I decided to try it for 3 days or something, starting from Wednesday until Friday or something. So I'm really, really excited. At the moment, I was just asking Khala and Arua about fasting and what I should do. And I'm not quite sure, because I think that the first days would be the hardest ones. But actually, those guys told me that the last days are the hardest ones. But I'm going to be really excited. In 2 days, I'm going to start for 2 or 3 days.
Hi, my name is Vivian, and I'm a student in Remagen. I'm here at the IFTA, second IFTA event today, because I was in the first, and it really surprised me, and it was a really good experience. Intercultural aspect, because it's also a celebration, and it's getting to know new people and talking to them, and yeah, a way of exchange. That's why it's called two-way exchange.
Okay.
So,
did you get to know people last time? There were many people present, but sometimes it's not so easy to get in touch.
It's not that easy to get in touch. Actually, last time it worked very well for me. There were people stepping up to me, talking in English and in German, both practicing their language, which I really liked.
The idea is that we sit with together and we learn from together our cultures, our attitudes and our rituals. I took part at the preparation of the tortillas, the Spain tortillas, and yeah, it was very nice. I eat tortilla from my mother and from other peoples, but today a professional Spain tortilla.
Now you know how to do it and how to flip it in the pan.
Yeah, how to flip it in the pan, yes.
Okay, now do you observe Ramadan? Do you do Ramadan yourself?
Yes, I do Ramadan, 30 days on the year. The reason for fasting, to make Ramadan is to be with the family and to have a sensation of the poor people, how they feel if they don't have to eat and how.
It's really multicultural. I found Muslims and non-Muslims from different countries, And it's really, how can I say that, it's really interesting to see that people can come together. For me, personally, it's important to do this iftar with people.
Okay.
But if they are family or not family, friends, neighbors, it's a short time where you can share that what you eat with the others.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just about the eating of the food, no. It's about the socializing?
Yes, yes, that's true. It's also the socializing, because when you eat with other people, you open, yourself. It's okay. Another environment where you can talk about yourself, to know a lot about the other people.
Let us now turn to our international friends, the refugees. Yahya from Somalia, Abdullah from Afghanistan, and Maha from Syria will share some experiences from Ramadan in their own countries and tell us what Ramadan means to them personally. Abdullah learned to cook dolma in the iftar cooking, and he shares what gives him the Ramadan spirit right here in Germany, far away from all his family. Yahya and Maha also celebrate Ramadan in Germany for the first time in their lives.
I'm Abdullah Lakhazri from Afghanistan, and I'm as a refugee here in Germany. I bring the Afghani soup here tonight for the who are taking Ramadan, who are fasting, and for a guest, for German people and everybody. We are calling a two-way exchange, and we are cooking. Actually, I cooked with Azerbaijan students dolma, and it was very cool. And
what is that dolma?
Dolma, they are cooking from rice and oil, everything.
Oh, okay, and then they wrap it up in a vine leaf?
Yeah, is in that a vine leaf, and then they are cooking.
Have you learned that tonight, how to do it?
Yeah, actually, I learned that.
Is that a dish which you would also eat in Afghanistan? Did you know it before?
No, I didn't know about the dolma. Because it is traditional from Azerbaijan. I think the Turkey people also using that. I'm living here as a refugee, and my family living in Afghanistan. I'm missing my family because I'm not with my family, and what they prepared my mother for fast, I'm missing that everything, and we were together, and we fasted together, but now I'm alone here, and it is a little bit complicated. Here I learned a lot of things, because here we have Turkey Muslims, and they are fasting together in Moscow, and we have also nice student from each university that today I'm here in this event for the Ramadan, and it is giving me the power and making me happy.
Frankly, I miss family. Yeah, when you see friends or their family, and you know you are fasting alone here, then you miss something a lot. Something changed with my life since I came to Germany, that I lose a lot of my weight. So sometimes when I was back in country, so sometimes in Ramadan I increase, not lose. But this time I'm losing. Sometimes I say in myself, if Ramadan will come the whole year, it will be better.
It's important everybody start invite the another people for eating and doing many food. Yes, because all the family sit together to the one table for eating together. I have a power in Ramadan. I don't know how, from where coming this power, but I continue all my life in this day.
Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar. As we heard, during this month, Muslims all over the world abstain from eating, drinking, smoking, as well as participating in anything that is ill-natured or excessive, from dawn until the sun sets in the evening. Fasting is intended to educate the Muslim spirituality, humility, and also patience. Ramadan highlights Muslim traditions and customs, and brings about a special feeling of community, the so-called Ramadan spirit.
Ramadan
Thank you all who joined for today's show. Please check out our website absolutelyintercultural.com, which Anne has been improving over the last year. Check out the new features or just get more information about this and previous episodes. And if you liked our Ramadan special, please like us on Facebook too. Our next show will be coming to you from Anne Fox in Denmark on the 5th of August. Until then, bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell. Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.